the engine that makes all things go. And you're always in disguise, oh, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smiling my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, know I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I don't know if this helps it, but good job, you're doing a good job, a good job. Doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. Through that door, everyone needs you again. The world's out of order. It's not a sound when you're not around. All day on your feet, harder. Keep that energy, I know. When it feels like the end of the road, you don't let go. You just press forward. You're the engine that makes all things go. Always in disguise, my hero. I see a light in the dark. Smile at my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, know I love you for that.
Am I my brother's keeper?
I sure am.
The weekend is finally here. I would like to welcome all our family and friends and Facebook Live guests to Man Cave Show here on Love Radio Network. I am your host, Eric Yarbrough.
And I am your co-host.
And thank you for tuning in to share your morning with us. Family and friends and Facebook Live people, you can join us by calling 563-999-3519 and press 1 if you have any questions or comments. Family, we would like to thank everyone for the continuous support of Man Cave Dialogue. You can join us live on Facebook my name, E-R-I-C-Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H on Facebook Live. We're doing a live feed. Caesar Leo, we had an interesting topic last week, brother.
Yes, we did.
They checked all the boxes, but the sex was bad.
Yes, and we got a lot of feedback.
Would you think it was very interesting?
Yes, it was. Even down to, what was it? We talked about if they dress up. Do you prefer your woman or your man to dress up, or you want them in the birthday suit?
Yeah, that was very good. Very good.
Yeah.
I would like to give a happy birthday shout out to brother Lamar L. You know, it's her birthday today.
Cousin Jeanette,
happy birthday. And guess what, everybody? Monday is a big birthday for our biggest fan, Miss Tracy.
Ooh.
You know, her birthday.
We're going to get somebody to jump out the cake for
her. No, we're going to get them big toys. Remember, Tracy likes big toys.
Don't feed her well a tic-tac.
Hey, Tracy, big birthday shout out to you. I know, you know, it's probably not the happiest because, you know, her mom's passed away a day before her birthday. But Tracy, you know, you in Man Cave's heart. So yeah, big shout out. Big birthday. Shout out to you, my sister.
Woo-woo.
our prayers also go to the people in Texas.
Yeah.
We hope Principal Lemons and Brother Derek Carloud, because they listen in every week, you know, everything's all right. And also have some people in Oregon, Teresa and Sam. Big shout out to my Oregon people. Hope that they have power back as well. They didn't have power for a couple of days out in Oregon.
Wow.
So I've been getting text messages. You know, we got people, Texas, Oregon. I mean, we got people everywhere.
Right.
Please.
Right.
We're praying everyone as well. We'd like to dedicate today's show to all our special. It will be interesting when we hope that our top is superhero and why. We can go.
Okay.
Remember, we did the recap Tuesday. We all dropped one, and then we can go to some others. So go ahead and recap the people
recap,
that wasn't there Tuesday.
Recap for me. I had my parents, most of all, starting off with them. My dad, you know, for always instilling into me, don't be afraid to make no money. Don't be afraid to be an entrepreneur. Always sit down with your family and have dinner. Always sit down. We always sat down as I grew up, sat down and we ate dinner together. We talked about our day and what we were feeling and stuff like that when he was home and my mom was home, because they always worked a lot. My parents worked all the time, you know, but with my dad, when he was home, you know, and he always instilled in us, you know, he always kept us diverse with different nationalities and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And my mom, hardworking person, she probably at work right now, but
big shout out to mom.
Always taught me to believe in myself. You know, she always taught me to believe in myself. My grandmother, my dad's mom, kept us in church, kept me and, you know, some of us in church, you know, going over her house, you know, so I got, you know, the spiritual side with, you know, being close to God through my grandmother. I consider my wife to be one of my heroes, because when my grandmother passed away, I always admired photographers, but never thought I could be one for myself. And she said, you know, you can use your
dream
as a... Follow your dreams, and you can use your grandmother's death as a crutch, or you can use it as an inspiration.
Mm.
So I chose to use it as inspiration, and look at me now, Grandma!
Yeah, death either way. It goes either way.
Yeah. So even you, E, even younger man, give back to the community. That store.
Yes. I just remembered it. Yes.
That's the name of it. Yep. Stephen Berry's.
Yeah.
You know, we go there, pick up coats and give back to the community. So that was me being at, I was like 22.
Yeah, you was
and
young.
And he was like, yo, you out there going to them clubs like that? You going to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, we going to go get these coats. I'm like, what? Hey, you better get your ass up and be out here.
I did. Yeah.
So even my cousin Jeanette, it's her birthday. Shout out to her for being a strong, independent woman and growing through things and challenges that she has had in her life, you know. Because some people can have something happen to them and they fall and they don't get back up.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, a couple of people. You know, my girls and I and Dylan, I consider them, they're not my stepdaughters, they are my daughters, but they have instilled in me how to be an upcoming father.
Oh, tell everybody on, hey, everybody on www.loveradionetwork.com and everybody on Facebook Live, you're about to have this breaking news. Let everybody know, see.
There's a bun in the oven.
Please get ready to be a dad, man.
Yep.
Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you. So, yeah, them girls, they taught me how to be a father. And I'm more ecstatic to be a father even more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So what about you?
Man, I got a top three. So I think number three, like I was saying Tuesday, like I had a list of people. Like it's a list of like my number three is my brother Rob, my brother Maurice, my brothers Nev, Dolan, Terry, Raymond, Rakan, Rennell, Derek, Uncle Cliff, Rome, Dre, my peoples in here, Frank, Sean, Pops, LB, and C. I think my thing why I have them on the list is like those, they're my heroes because I don't want to let them down because I feel like, you know, seems like, you know, certain people like my brother Rob, you know, he went to Monmouth University and he inspired me to really go to school myself. Even though I thought I wanted to go to school, I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to go to school for real. But he inspired me. And, you know, I hope we inspired my brother Maurice. And, you know, and my boy Rakan, he always tells me, like, yo, you're the reason why I wanted to come out of the hood, whatever. Because, you know, I graduated to work with, you know, field service. I used to be a field service engineer. So I used to cover New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. So one day a week, I'm like, yo.
You drove all the way out there?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, y'all can ride with me. See, I can get that feeling of, like, work.
Because
they don't know. Mm-hmm. They just know I'm field service, and they come with me. They, you know, they learn. I'm trying to show them, you know, what I do.
Right.
So my biggest thing, the reason why they're my heroes, because I don't want to let them down. It feels like, you know, I motivated them. And even my boy Dolan. The other day, we were just talking about, you know, different ways of school. It's like they come to me asking me different things, and I feel like I can't let them down. So that's why they're my heroes, mm-hmm. because they inspire me to either do better for myself,
mm-hmm.
because I know they're looking at me.
Right.
So, you know, that's one. And another one is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's number two on my list. Mm-hmm. She would be number one, but number one is EJ and Max, but yeah. Number two is my mom because she's, you know, I get emotional.
Come on, this man.
Nah, it's just that, you know, my mom has, you know, she always been there for me. And it's like, you know, I never knew, but my dad, he's also receiving votes because, you know, he inspires me because I want to be better than him. But my mom was, you know, her and my brother Maurice's father, Smitty, we used to call him Pop Pop.
Mm-hmm.
They was the ones that, you know, motivated, you know. My mother was like a hard worker. Like you said, she was a LPN for Jersey Shore for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And she instilled that hard working mentality in me. And she also instilled the family aspect of us because that's the reason why I think, and, you know, I name all those guys are like my own family,
mm-hmm.
like we created our own family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Like even though we don't talk all the time,
right.
My buddy LB, some of them, like when we see each other, it's just like we just connect instantly. It's like,
right.
it's like we got that bond.
Never left.
Yeah, it's that bond. So my mother always instilled into me as a young man that you got to tackle whatever you can, you know. And then, you know, my stepfather, he passed away. Big shout out to Pops. He passed away. And I think it was important for her to instill. The biggest thing, and I tell everybody this, and before I go, a lot of calling people on the line. This thing that I can remember as the best dad was one time, I could swear to God, I told my mother, I said, Ma, I don't want to live with you no more. I want to live with my father.
Nope.
Swear to God, see Rob. And then I was looking out the window.
Look at him on the porch.
they wanted to open the door.
For real?
But my mother was like, nah, he wants to, you know, go see his father.
Uh-huh.
So that right there motivated me, like, yo, why did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't like the rules and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother, you know, that made me like, yo, whenever I have kids, I'm making sure, you know, I'm going to be there for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because big shout out to all the guys out there. And I know a lot of people, you know, Mother's Day is crowded, but Father's Day is never crowded, man. Father's Day is not. And there's a lot of good guys that's doing good out there, ladies. You know, everybody give us a bad rep, and it's a lot of guys that's stepping up to the plate, and you know, I commend you guys for doing that. So a big shout out to my mom. You know, I love my mom to death. I know she gets on my nerve, Mother Pooh. I'm sorry to tell that story, but you know, she you know, I should call Protective Child Services because she threw me out. See, you know, I commend her. But
While you were talking, I was thinking when my parents bought their house, my dad, he was working real hard. My mom was working real hard. They were doing stuff to make sure they can get this house. And I remember one time, me, my brother, and my sister, we were playing in the house upstairs. And I pushed, my brother locked the door, and my sister and him were in the room. And I pushed, and I was a big boy. I pushed the door, and
Big like Fat Albert. Well, you look like you're a lineman right now. You know?
Right. They tried to recruit me when I was in the sixth grade, high school.
Yeah. You could have been what was that, the blind story? What was that?
Blind side.
Yeah, you could have been a blind side, brother. Damn.
I could have been. But so I pushed on the door, and I broke the door frame. Man, my dad came home. He was pissed.
Oh.
And as an adult, thinking back on that, I see his frustration. And I called and I apologized to him, like last year, about the whole ordeal.
Damn, yo.
Because...
You felt the pain.
I felt the pain. By having a house now of my own, you work so hard to give your kids what you want them to have, which you didn't have as a child or however you grew up. So you work hard, and then you come home to something being destroyed that you worked for. You know?
Terrible, man.
So for me, I appreciate my dad for... that moment to know now as an adult that appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have because a lot of people don't have a lot, you know, even with this COVID mess. A lot of people don't have, people losing their jobs, people on the street, people, you know, I saw the line, dropping Sinai off this morning of people trying to get food, you know. And I'm like, the line is like 10 blocks long.
Yeah, that's why I try to get you at a young guy.
Yeah.
Try to give back because I think we, a lot of us take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We take a lot of things for granted, man. And it's, I mean, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Even my brothers and sisters, they're my heroes, too.
Yeah.
They're my hero. thing. As far as Edible Ranger being a truck driver, my sister Steph, and being even being a, what you call it, hall, like a hall, you know, and do parties and stuff like that. But I look for them for inspiration and for Ashley and for all of us always getting together once a month. We get together once a month.
That's good.
To see what's going on with each other and, you know, to help each other out.
Hey, Steve, we got a caller.
Okay.
Caller, state your name and where you from, please.
Robert Ward, Asbury Park.
Caller, state your name and where you from, please.
Robert Ward from Asbury Park.
Yo, what's up, bro?
Good morning.
What's going
on? Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be too long because I don't want to get all emotional and stuff. But,
good.
Eric, you inspire us also, man. especially in the way that you take care of your children. That shows us an example. How we wanted to raise our kids. You do an excellent job at that. Keep up the good work. But my hero, my number one hero, would be my mom, Rena Ward. She raised three children, me and my two sisters, all by herself on her own. She always made sure that we had the things that we needed. not the things that we wanted, but the things that we needed, like a roof over our head. We it was tough times. We used to have to stay in motels from here and there. We always made sure we had clothes on our back. We ain't had the best clothes, not FUBU, not Fat Farm, not Crisscross, but we always had clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. And she always made sure that we had a good meal. And to this day, we always mess with my mom about, you know, her food preparation. But when we worked in the hours that she worked when we were growing up, and she had to catch the bus 7 in the morning because we didn't have a car to go to her job, and she had to walk a mile to get to her job, and she didn't get home until about 6. She didn't have time to go there and prepare, you know, like a home-cooked meal every day. But she always made sure that we had food to eat. And the most thing I admire about my mother is that a crucial point in my life during my teenage years, she allowed me to go stay with Mother Poole and Eric and their family to better myself. So I always look at her at that point and moment. She did made a good decision to help me out. And Mother Poole is 1B. She another one of my heroes. For her to open her doors like that to me, and allowed me to come live with her family, and she treated me like a son. And she didn't, everything that she did for Eric and Danielle and Reese, she did for me. So she definitely, she is still structured in all of us, and she was very strict, but she made us to be who we are today. So I want to thank Mother Poole for that, and I will always be grateful for that right there.
Yeah, I appreciate
I just wanted to say appreciate
that, bro.
Rules.
I appreciate that. Thanks for calling, bro.
We're going to have to put some tissue.
All right, no problem. Y'all take care.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
See, yeah.
You never know what people go through.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing about it, like you said, you know, big shout out to Raina because, you know, Rob, you know, she allowed him to come stay with us. But sometimes me and Rob used to go stay over there and, you know, one thing, you know, Raina always made sure we was good. It's like my mom, you know, it's like we're growing up with two moms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody, it takes a community to raise to raise kids. And everybody keeps saying that. I know this day and age, it's a lot different. But back then, when we was, you know, growing up in the projects and stuff, it was like, I mean, everybody looked out for everybody, sees.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, like my brother, I tell you everything. Like, you know, even though Rob and Denise and Sabrina and Michelle, all of them, they're always my family, you know. It's like we incorporated two families and put them into one, you know. So that was another big thing. And my mother, you know, and Rob, tell everybody this story. School in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And Rob, like, get off. And Reese was like, my brother Maurice was like, well, make me get off. Rob pulled the thing, and Reese's whole arm and shoulder went through the wall.
What?
Yo, see, they put the wall was messed up. So, I'm pumped up. I'm like, yo, I ain't getting a whooping this time. They don't get a whooping? Jeez. I missed basketball practice to run home to make sure they was getting a whooping.
What?
Robbery. No, see, if that was me, see, my hind parts would have been done. I'm trying to tell you. So, hey, Rob, I'm trying to tell you. Hey, that one time, I know it. See, Rob wouldn't really do much. Mm-hmm. Me, I was the problem child. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be honest. I think I used to just get whooped when I woke up because I knew they knew I could do something.
For real. She'd be standing with the belt at the bottom of the bed.
I swear, man, when we lived in a big shout out to Asbury Park Village. We lived in a village.
Mm-hmm.
I kicked the ball through a window. I swear to God, sees. No, I threw a rock. So, you know, the lady came and told my mother. I thought I was good, sees. Mm-hmm. This is my hero. I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling y'all about my hero.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was good. I got in the shower. Guess who opened the door? My mother, my hero. That's what I'm saying.
What don't kill you will make you stronger.
No, I thought I was going to die. I was wet. Slippery and wet.
Slippery and wet. Don't she did you like the lady did who was that? What movie was that? What's her name? Regina King.
Yeah.
What was it? This Christmas?
Hey.
Christmas and
I'm trying to tell you.
Cheating.
Hey,
put that baby all on the floor.
Mother Pooh, Rob, all of y'all listening, my sisters, Reese, y'all listening. Y'all know.
They probably laughing right now.
They laughing. I know Rob laughing. He probably want to call back in and tell his side of the story. But no, we're not letting you back through. But Steve, I'm trying to tell you, that's my hero. My hero whooped me. Whooped me all the time. Thought nothing of it. Now, if I do that to EJ and Max, I'm going to jail.
Them boys.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah,
I'm going to jail. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, but like my brother said, it's like you never know what people do to be heroes. Like, you never know. Ordinary people are heroes, you know. And I know I didn't talk about EJ and Max. I'm going to talk to them probably after the break. And what time is it? We got about like 2 more minutes before we go to break. Anybody on Facebook Live got anything that they want to add before we keep moving? Because, you know, first I had, you know, all my buddies. And then my mom was number two. She's at his parents and his sisters. And probably number one is now probably his wife and kids and stuff now. So we'll elaborate more on like our number ones. Anybody have anything? I see you over there reading. He's trying to read.
No. I'm reading my I'm trying to help my cousin. My cousin trying to get on the
On the live. So let's do do this, everybody. Let's take a what happened?
I'm laughing at you talking about he tried to drink.
Huh?
He's trying to nothing to drink but juice.
All right. Everybody on live and everybody on Love Radio Network. I know we got a lot of people on 563-999-3519. Press 1 so you could join and tell us your hero. It don't have to be me. ESCs, just tell us who your hero is.
Right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. Please join us. All right? We'll be right back. Thank you.
They used to tell me.
I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you let yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million careers, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. That one man could change the world. That one man could change the world. All right. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this a month, some nights it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connecting dots, but it's all making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day, you know. My stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, buddy, bag day. Yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make $1 million schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get your one shot, don't you miss it. What you know about waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls, the pretty and everything. $1 million careers, have $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing. One man could change the world. One man could change the world.
My
grandma told me if you write your name in stone, you'll never get the White House. I grinded out that black hole, then performed up at the White House, standing next to Jim Carrey. We traded stories and laughed. I said, you're not the only one I know got rich wearing masks. Where I'm from, I swear they broke. They need way more than the cash. We need more than what you have, and then we need more than that. But how I'm supposed to say I'm tired if that girl from West Virginia came up in conditions that I couldn't survive? Went to war, came back alive. On top of that, became a female black captain. When being black, you had the extra, extra try. Way before James Brown made us proud. She bought a crib on the same street as Marvin Gaye, right there on how to drive. And she taught me how to drive. And she raised the kids, then the kids' kids. And she did it right. Taught me how to love, taught me not to cry. When I die, I hope you teach me how to fly. All my life, you've been that angel in the sky. Saying, I hope you learn to make it on your own. If you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million crib, $7 million dreams. When you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man can change the world. One man can change the world.
Couch Chronicles with Simone Hurt, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. This show is based upon men and women of each generation being able to talk and explore the various life cycles from cradle to the grave, learning from each other's experiences. Couch Chronicles empowers those who have taken the journey but may not have the understanding of their options to grow to the strongest kings and queens that they are. Tune in to Couch Chronicles Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern with Simone Hurt on LoveRadioNetwork.com. There's greatness in all of us, and Kimberly Renee is a firm believer that everyone should live in their own truth. As a certified motivational coach and speaker, she uses her platform to propel others towards wholeness, great relationships, and accomplishing their goals. Join Kimberly Renee for Tips of Life, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Man Cave. Once again, I'm your host, Eric Yarborough.
And I'm your co-host, Cordero Ashton.
And we're talking about heroes, but one of my heroes just came in the room.
Oh, look at my baby.
And I'm going to send him over here. It's my son, EJ, Eric Jr., I'm gonna send him over here, let him talk about like who's his hero, and then C's had a couple questions for him. So I just wanted to say that and bring him on right quick, and so you can talk and see who's his hero. So go ahead, C's, talk a little bit.
Okay. Good morning.
Who's your hero first? Like in person. Is it like a person that I know or a person that I don't?
It can be whatever. Whatever you like.
All right, so I'm going to go with a person that I know is probably going to be my father because I just look up to him. That's why I want to be like an engineer and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I want to follow his footsteps. And then a person that I don't know probably would be my favorite basketball player, LeBron.
Because
I just like what he does off the court and how he's a good father.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So I respect him for that.
Wow. So as you grow up, what do you want to instill in somebody else who looks up to you?
Just to like never give up and always keep pushing, because something good is always going to and that's the end of the road.
Because mm-hmm. you do have a little brother. You have
yes.
a little brother. Yeah. So you think he looks up to you?
Yeah, he definitely does.
You think some people, they're here.
Some people, but mm-hmm. I feel yeah. like you could tell somebody's like there for you or there for the fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they show two different personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think, E?
Oh. Yeah, I'll switch again.
We going to get this thing straight up by, what day is that?
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Taco Tuesday yeah. or Wednesday.
But nah, I appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. It feels good, before you answer your question, I think it feels good for me personally to know that I'm my son's hero, you know. Mm-hmm. One thing that I try to instill and I try my best is to not tell them that, you know, I want to be the hero. I just want to show them
mm-hmm.
the best things they, and you know, me and my son EJ we're not the best of friends all the time. Like once we get on the court, because I coach them,
mm-hmm.
and his mother used to always say, "Oh, y'all go back and forth at their neck," but after the game, it's like we always have a special bond. Mm-hmm. And I tell everybody, and I said this Tuesday, when you have that baby,
mm-hmm.
when you first touch the baby, and big shout out to D. St. Rose and Tanya D's for both of my boys. I wouldn't be the man I am without them
mm-hmm.
for having the boys. And, you know, we have good relationships. So I just feel like without them, I wouldn't be the man I am. And that's why I think C's, they're my number one on my list, because I strive, mm-hmm. favorite word that I said Tuesday, I can't stand. I can't. I hate mm-hmm. I hate that. And I don't like to say hate, but I hate that word.
Right.
Eric used to say, I can't do a left hand lay. I can't. If he don't, get him a put anything hard on him. And I tell everybody, and I hope that, but besides and stuff, but mm-hmm. everybody, and I even tell my brothers, I want them to be better than me, man, at the
right.
end of the day.
Right.
You know, everybody wants, and what you were saying for status, I mean, it can go both ways. Some people are users. Some people are, you know who your true friends and stuff mm-hmm. are. You can feel it. You know.
Right.
And me, it's like it's a difference. I don't call, like, some people my friends, but I have brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those. The guys are my brothers. Mm-hmm. Like Rob, you moved in. That's my brother. Mm-hmm. Nev, that's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Rakan lived right around the corner. He used to be at my house all the time. That's my brother. Mm-hmm. Dolan, that's my brother. It's like these guys are my brothers, man. It's like I don't consider them my friends, you know. Because we went through stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do a quick thing, then I send it back to you. I moved out here, right? Things didn't go well. I stayed with my boy Rennell and Angie. Big shout out to them. So I paid them, right? So last year, we all went up. Rennell gave me my money back.
What?
I swear to God.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Wow.
Renell was like, yo, we brothers, I shouldn't have charged you. Here's the money you gave me.
Wow.
I swear to God.
Wow.
And it's like that. I mean, you can't say nothing. Me, mm-hmm. I kept forcing. He didn't want to charge me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. That you paid me, you know, DJ 15.
Wow.
So stuff like that. I don't call people, like, you have friends.
Yeah, you have friends.
But then you have people you consider your brothers, man.
Mm-hmm.
And like right there, that's brotherhood. You know? You can't write no script about that. There's nothing like you could tell me that man don't have my back always
right.
if he do that. Like,
right.
15 years later,
right.
he said, yo, it's been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really see each other because he's close to the Delaware line. I'm over here.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody was in the neighborhood. Everybody came down, so we all hung out.
Wow.
So that was deep. Big shout out to my boy Renell. I need a couple. That's what I'm saying. Soccer together,
mm-hmm.
hair together. So we.
Wow.
Yeah, about eight.
That's crazy. I have another question.
Clarence again. Top secret Clarence or something.
As a father, how do you set the tone for your sons as they grow up to look to you as their hero?
I don't think you set the tone for them to be a hero.
Okay.
I think you set the tone for them to be a better man than yourself,
mm-hmm.
or female. Like if I have a daughter,
because
I have a daughter, like Neek, she's not
right.
mine, but she's mine.
Right, right.
I tell everybody that, like
mm-hmm.
they be like, oh, you only got a boy. I said, no, I got a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you got? I'm like, yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because I didn't have it, like she checks up on me all the time,
mm-hmm.
and we have a good connection. We I take her out. I'm like, hey, we're gonna do what we have really ain't been doing much. Because of the COVID, she used to come
right.
over like once a week.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her EJ,
mm-hmm.
like her EJ, her Max. Like she bought Max all these. I was very cursed, but I'm glad I did because I see your shirt. I see your shirt, certified Jesus lover.
Right.
But she bought him she bought him all these monster trucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Nick, he don't need no more.
Mm-hmm.
She called me like, hey, I'm in the store.
Mm-hmm.
What my brother need? I'm like, what you mean what he need?
Mm-hmm.
She wants to buy him all these. I'm like, yeah. Oh, but I instill in them like, they spoil you. That's my fault. I take full responsibility
mm-hmm.
for that. And I just found out that they were spoiled. Like, they spoiled. It is. I've been with Neek of college. I bought a car. That was important for me. And, you know, I wanted her to show her that this is, you know, things. And she has a father. I don't, you know, I don't step on nobody's toes.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, you know, when we was around, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, she felt like
mm-hmm.
she was loved. And she has another sister, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I treat her the same way, too.
Wow.
So,
wow.
But it's just us, see?
Mm-hmm.
And hold on, we have a caller, see?
Okay.
So, caller, state your name and where are you from? Then we can go back to your question.
Okay.
Hi,
good
fellas.
Morning,
this is Tia from Detroit.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. Hey, what's going on? You know
Hello?
What? I am so glad, Eric, that
hey.
You sent me this text this morning to listen in on this podcast. It has been very refreshing just to hear men speak about who are their heroes. And I feel like any young man or even another man listening anywhere, wherever they are, would definitely be inspired by this talk today. So I just want to let you guys know you're doing a phenomenal job. Continue to be that great example that you are for your community, for your family and your friends. And I truly appreciate you guys. That's just all I really had to say.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a wonderful morning.
All right.
You too.
But.
So where were we at?
So you asked me about being a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and you're going to find out, see. I'm trying to tell you, see. I'm trying to, hey, any man that when they had the baby and you hold it, like, that's the best feeling ever in the world, man.
You know, I asked Tanai and Dylan yesterday who were their role models, you know, just to get
just to see what they said.
Yeah. And Tanai said, mommy, because every time I do something wrong, she's always got my back and she's always to pick me up. Always there to pick me up. And I asked Dylan, I asked her the same question. She said, you, little Papa Bear, you got to start crying. And
that touched your heart, though, man.
It did. And I said, why? She says, because, you know, even on a bad day that I have, you always have a way of picking somebody up and making them feel special.
Yeah.
She says, you get on my nerves sometimes, but I love you, you know.
Oh, man. Deep.
You know, and I was just like wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm there already, but it's just like...
It's getting stronger bonds, bonds.
Yeah, I caught her, but, you know, for them girls, for her to say that, you know, I appreciate it. But just like you say, when we have the new baby from changing diapers.
Yeah. It depends. You have a boy going to pee on you. That's good luck.
That's what I keep hearing.
That's good luck. They all do that.
It's like a bird pooping on your shoulder.
Yeah. Nah, but you always got to have that one moment. Like I was saying Tuesday, the one moment when me and Neek, and you was there. Remember, I told you this. When Neek hit him, messed up a mother car. She dinged it, right? Got a little scratch, whatever. Mm-hmm. She came, called me out. I said, all right, don't worry about it. We'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I think our bond grew even more. It was like, you know, there.
Right.
Like, the reason you do the stuff with the kids is kids want to test you. They always want to test you.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to test you to see if you're really there for them, for you. You know, you're in love with them,
mm-hmm.
or just for their mother.
Oh, okay.
That's what kids gonna do. They're gonna test you, man.
Wow.
They're gonna test. I mean, it's deep.
Wow.
You know, I'm spitting jewels. Everybody, I'm charging. Hey, they got these red cups, though, man. Mm-hmm. Kids want. They'll know me. I don't like. Go back to the question. I don't want to force me being a hero. That's why, you know, when EJ said that, I never forced. I never said I want to be a hero.
Uh-huh.
I just want you to see what I do
mm-hmm.
and my actions and everything should speak and say, yo. And I tell him all the time, like, he's like, Daddy, I want to be like you. I said, nah, I want you to be better than me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to be like me. Because me, I was off the hook. I know. Love to see you. Little half and half.
Oh, you got that shake hand.
Yo, like a half and half. Like a half and half. Don't you like a half and half?
Yeah, I love half and half.
Like a half and half. Yeah, Max. I think when I had Max, I think I was more calm.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to, you know, I thought me and his mom was gonna get married, but mm-hmm. you know, I'm that's stuff that you know it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tanya, I'm sorry. You know, I gotta be manning up. You know, it's my fault. You know,
yeah.
At the end of the day, you gotta know your faults and stuff. So,
wow.
I just think that it was my fault, and you know. That's how life is, man. But I think when I had Max, so let me go to my number one hero, and then I'll let you go. How much time we got? 11:50. So Max, you know, and you know I got to put Dominique in there as well. But it's the reason why they're my heroes is because like they change. I strive to do so much better. I think if I ain't had kids, I don't know if I would be as successful. I think I just wanted to be successful and show them that mm-hmm. anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, with people say things are impossible.
Mm-hmm.
The first letter is I'm possible.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm possible.
Right.
So, that's another jewel, everybody. Like, never think that anything. Just remember that.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Because I think, you know, it comes from, like Rob said, my mom. She instills certain things in me. Mm-hmm. I try to instill the same values into my kids, EJ and Max. Mm-hmm. Like, Max, he spoiled rotten. I swear. I'm finding this out now. I don't know why it took me. He's five now. It took me about 4 years to figure this out. And EJ's, what, 15 now? It took me 14 years. Because I forgot last year somebody said something. Remember? And I said, I found out y'all spoiled you. EJ's mother said something.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me what I was getting EJ and Max for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you don't think that's a little too excessive?
Uh-huh. Wait,
and, let him get into the mic. Let him get into the mic. You slide over. See? Yeah.
Real quick. All right.
So we have to go all that and donate it.
Yo, his brother said no, Max. Then EJ thought about it. Because he know I like giving back.
Uh-huh. But Max was like, no. Like, he said it so quick. Daddy was like, I'm going to give you a present. I was like, no.
Yeah, so we were sitting here. It was me, Tanya, yep, and then we called your mom, and I was asking them. I said, do you think that the kids is willing to give whatever I'm going to pay for their Christmas stuff? We'll donate it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Max said, no. EJ was like, you didn't say no?
I never said no. I was thinking about
it. He said, no, please. Get, all right, you're fired. Please, come back, Steve. I'm not feeling this guy. Get him out of here. But, yeah, I just think that at the end of the day, I just think, Steve, I don't think, and for you, and you can go talk about the girls, but I just think that when you have kids, they change your life so much that you want to push and strive. Like, your photography is like, you want to do stuff. Hey, let me try stuff. And they probably ham hocks. They want to take pictures. Mm-hmm. Like my boys, they ready. Max always ready to take a picture.
Uh-huh.
Max, I'd be like, say cheap. I'm like, Max, cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. My hero.
Uh-oh.
I don't.
Mm. I never did. I never liked having pictures of me. You know, growing up, there's really rare pictures of me, I think. But I was going to say one more thing, but what Dylan said was, she said yesterday, she said, and you always, if you say something wrong or mean, she said, you take like a minute and think about it, then you come back that. And then so I was like, yeah, but you got to stick to it.
It's always a boss. It's right. Always a boss.
Right. But I do that. Like, if I say something that I shouldn't have said to him.
And then you slide back.
I go back and I be like, you know, I apologize to him. Yeah, you know,
they call that a tissy roll. You're a sucker.
She called me a sucker.
You're a sucker. You're a sucker.
So let me tell you. So she had got in trouble a couple weeks ago, and I said, you can't watch TV. So a couple of days passed. Hi, Ray, can I watch TV? And I was like, go ahead. And she gave me that look, like, because she was like Rudy. You know, baby Rudy. And I said, why am I a sucker? And she said,
you're a sucker.
Papa Bear, but you're a good sucker, though.
Damn, Papa
what?
Bear.
Come on, man.
Damn, Steve.
But I love those girls. God knows I do.
Yo, we got 5 minutes, so I guess let's get you a closing right quick, Steve.
You go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yes.
You know, I usually, I write stuff down, but I think today, I did write something down, but closing, anybody could be a hero, man. It could be the garbage man. It could be your lady next door. I just think that we got to stop materializing and making heroes out to be people that you can't touch or talk to. The hero that you really have is either right there or looking them in the mirror. So remember, you could be your own hero. So, I mean, just take it from me. I just feel like heroes are important. Everybody should have them. And, you know, my heroes, once again, are, you know, my buddies, my brothers. I can't name y'all all. My mom. Just know. Oh, go ahead. Hurry up before we go.
How do you pick up someone? How do you pick someone up that you consider a hero if they fall?
I think it's important to all heroes fall. We all fall. We fall down, but we get up.
We fall down.
Keep your day job, please. But I just think that I think it's important for you to push and not reevaluate, but just get the courage and the confidence back, I think. So I think that's important, Cease. I think we need to push people. And we need to push more men as heroes.
Yes, yes,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So I think everybody, once again, thanks for joining Man Cave. If you on www.loveradionetwork.com, we appreciate you listening in to all our Facebook listeners. We appreciate you for calling in as well.
Yes, yes.
Everybody, next week our topic will be raising young black boys and girls into strong men and women. So please join us next week for that topic. Once again, everybody, say hi to your heroes. Tell them you love them today. This week. Thanks again.
You got it?
You're the engine that makes all things go. And you're always in disguise, my hero. I see your light in the dark, smile in my face when we all know it's hard. There's no way to ever pay you back. Bless your heart, know I love you for that. Honest and selfless, I don't know if this helps it, but good job. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now. Know that you matter, 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 yeah. You're doing a good job, a good job. You're doing a good job, don't get too down. The world needs you now.